Grad school is a big move. Your student loans should keep up. With College Ave student loans, graduate students get flexible repayment options, competitive rates, and a quick, easy online application. You stay in control. From application to payoff, make a smarter choice for your next degree and pay for grad school with confidence. Head to collegeave.com and apply today. That's collegeave.com. One more time, that's collegeave.com.
In Pittsburgh, we've always forged things. We just forge them differently now. Flavors bold enough to stop you mid-bite. Art bright enough to change the way you see the world. Neighborhoods alive with color, music, and motion. In Pittsburgh, everything we ever forged was made to spark something more. Come see what sparks you at visitpittsburgh.com.
Whether you're on the go or at the ballpark, T-Mobile is built to keep you connected wherever the game takes you. With America's best network, you know your phone is going to work, even in a crowded stadium. Last summer, in the middle of a packed stadium, I lost track of my friends after a long seventh-inning stretch. One quick message and a shared location later, we found each other without missing the next pitch. And when the walk-off hit came, I had the video uploaded and shared before I even left my seat. And on the days I can't make it to the ballpark, streaming the game on the go feels just as electric. No buffering, no interruptions, just every moment as it happens. Find out how baseball hits different with T-Mobile at T-Mobile.com/MLB. Legal disclaimer. Fastest based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data, H2 2025. Best based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data, H2 2025.
Hour two of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. Thanks for making us part of your day. We got Cowboys news coming up here in 20 minutes. Rangers pregame at 5 o'clock tonight as they are in Cleveland. And it's a degromination day, hopefully. Here's Woolchuck with some sports.
Let's do it. Let's go ahead and get our football fix right after this.
You think football is still fun?
Yes.
Sir.
Wrong side!
Left side!
Wrong side!
Left side!
I use these for acid indigestion.
So what are we going to use these for?
Intimidation.
You know I got to get my fix, man.
Shout out to one khaki Kevin Walker and the redheaded baddie himself, Alec Medford, who are really just in a duel with one another for who can send the fastest breaking news to, I think, all the hosts that are on air at the time.
The fastest news breaking aggregators in fan history.
They really are like the Dove Klein and Ari Myrov of the fan. They're doing their job to try and make sure that, you know, hey, when we're in the midst of a segment, it's like, bam, we got you. And I love them for it. Both of them sending over the Raptors trade for Kawhi Leonard, and they've been doing this, you know, for the last couple of months. And I think that this is now, I mean, maybe move over Peyton. Alec versus Khaki Kevin might be the new hot rivalry here at the station.
It feels competitive.
It is. They're firing off tweets at a rapid rate. Really, I should say text. Now, one guy, and this isn't a tweet and it's not a text, it's a letter. Nick Saban wrote a letter to advocate for his former defensive back, Terrion Arnold, who he coached at Alabama. As the former head coach at Bama praised the former Crimson Tide defensive back for his, quote, exceptional character and genuine care for the people around him.
I never saw him kidnap anyone.
No. Not while at least he was at Alabama.
He locked some people down, though.
Didn't learn that in college.
That he did. That he did. His words of support played a role in Arnold's release from jail on a $1 million bond as Saban served as a character witness for the former NFL and college football star and a strong endorsement letter. Now,
how many times did he have to do this? Didn't he do this for Henry Ruggs as well?
I think he did. No, I don't think it worked for Henry.
Every 3 or 4 years, he's got to circle back with one of his former players. Like, I promise, I know the crazy thing they did. It's not usually what they do.
Yes,
he just rubber stamps it at this point.
Yeah.
It's kind of the same thing. You just change
right
the
in the
name.
Drafts. Pull it out.
Yeah. Let's just change Henry to Terrion here, and boom, we're good to go. And hopefully the judge likes this one.
But anytime he kidnapped people in college, they were people that deserved it.
Yes, he got the right people
this
that time.
This was just a simple classic mix-up, man.
It happens to the best of us. You've been there, right? You remember. Yeah, well, he is now a free agent, Terrion Arnold. And Brian, I think you've probably seen this too. A lot of Cowboy fans are like,
yeah, why not? Think, huh? Why not? Let's go.
Should they?
Let's go.
Hey, if you drafted Boss Man Fat.
We got some quarterback issues. Let's go.
Oh,
you
man.
Know? Why not?
Yeah.
You think Nick goes to Miss Terry? Miss Terry, where's those letters I keep, you know?
You could play corner with an ankle monitor, couldn't you?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I guess let's see how this thing plays out, and then we'll circle back. If you can play in the NFL, you'll tend to get a second chance. There's no question about that. But right now, he's a free agent after the Lions released him yesterday. And, well, you mentioned the police stuff. I think that's absolutely the direction this will go.
You legally can't even host him on a team visit right now.
No, he can't.
Is this
leave.
His first offense? Do we know?
To my knowledge.
I think the judge or the court might look at him favorably because of those. I was just thinking, under what circumstances would you be open-minded to it if you're the Cowboys? And I would say if the man's getting out of jail in 18 months from now, he'd still be a younger guy.
Where's he in jail? Or where's he out of jail?
Had a bad day.
I think he was in Florida.
Okay, we need to get Larry Wansley down there on this right now.
Larry?
Yeah, he's
that's our guy?
Security guy.
All right, Larry.
Larry, go figure this out.
Wands.
Yeah.
Come on, give us the inside here, please.
Larry, go interview a few people, kind of figure out what's going on, get the lay of the land.
Yeah, Hillsborough County, Florida State Attorney's Office.
That's Tampa area, I believe.
All right. Yeah. Well, hey, and maybe your guy Gruden knows somebody over there.
Yeah.
And reach out to John and get some more intel.
He probably John's knows like he's not in the same cell with him.
He probably knows the chicks that he used to set up the victims.
Oh, you picked the wrong people. I could have told you somebody else to go with. All right, let's go to Seth Walder here on ESPN. And we're kind of in that off-season media round where it's like, oh, gosh, I don't know what the heck we're going to talk about. So let's go back and redo off-season grades. All right, let's do this.
Oh, yeah, I saw that. Yeah.
Man, not a favorable grade for the Cowboys.
No, I thought that they at least deserve a B+.
Seth Walder is ripping them.
Did he give him a D?
C+.
C+.
The move he disliked the
passing
most.
Passing grade?
Move he disliked the most was trading defensive tackle Osa Digizua. And he says, Dallas's solution after the trade for Quinnen Williams, which created a bit of a surplus at the interior defensive tackle with Clark, Williams, and Adigizua, was to then trade Osa to San Francisco for a third-round pick. He says the Cowboys chose the wrong defensive tackle to deal, as Adigizua is a younger player and makes less money than Clark, plus he's arguably better than the veteran at this stage of their respective careers. The Cowboys would have gotten less draft capital for Clark, but I don't think they fared particularly well with the Osa deal and wonder if they didn't trade Clark, who was part of the Parsons deal, due to the optics.
You know, this is like a Cowboys ball knower barometer, if you will. It's a ball knower barometer. Do you think the Osa trade was bad for the Cowboys side? And if you say yes, that was a bad trade, then I'm going to be like, oh, okay, you haven't done enough research about the Cowboys for me to care about your opinion.
I'm with you.
Take that, Seth.
Yeah, sorry, Seth. And it is interesting with him saying that, though, because today I found on SportsIllustrated.com, they ranked the NFL's best five pass rushing duos for 2026. Number five is in the division, the New York Giants, Brian Burns and Abdul Carter. Understand.
Plus, they better show love to y'all's guy, Rashawn Gary, here.
I hope he does.
Gary and Quinnen? Come on now.
Number four is Nick Bosa and Osa Digizua with the San Francisco 49ers.
That's a top five pass rush duo?
According to SI. Meanwhile, the 49ers acquired Adigizua from the Cowboys this offseason. As Dallas continues to remake its defense after ranking 32nd in points allowed, despite being part of that mess, Osa is one of the best interior rushers in the league. He posted 23 quarterback hits each of the past two seasons, ranking second only to Chris Jones among defensive tackles, with Bosa and 2025 first-round pick Mykel Williams coming off the edges. Adigizua could be primed for a career year.
Yeah, you know, he just doesn't work in Christian Parker's defense to pay that much money. I'm sure that in obvious passing situations, you would have value for Osa on these Cowboys. He could help you, but a lot of downs, you wouldn't be able to play him because he would disrupt your scheme in such a big way. So, yes, I agree. And there are still a handful of teams. There are a handful of defensive coordinators out there, you know, still asking their guys to get upfield, and they're making it work. You know, if you run that scheme, it's not like that's an expired idea. It just is with the Cowboys for now. It's paying a three technique that much money, who's just going to rush like that?
Right, and I think Kenny Clark clearly is a better run defender than what Osa was. I mean, the Cowboys got bullied and pushed around with Osa on that front, and they needed to make a different change. So to fit what they want with this gap and a half stuff, I think Osa could have fit it. I think he's a good football player, but I understand what they chose to do. And to Seth Walder's point, that's exactly why they did it. you weren't getting as much draft capital in return for Kenny Clark. You got a third-round pick, which you ended up turning into Jayshon Barham, who hopefully has a big impact for you as a rookie. He's going to be competing to be a Mike linebacker, maybe even give you some edge versatility. So all in all, you hopefully made your team better in that realm. And I like Osa, but he had a bad season last year. There was maybe two games where I was like, all right, Osa played well. It was down for the entire defense, but Osa was part of that problem. Denver with Nick Benito and Zach Allen are number three.
Yes.
The Texans with Daniil Hunter and Will Anderson Jr. at two.
At two.
But number one, best pass rushing duo in the NFL, according to SI entering the season. It is the LA Rams with Myles Garrett and Byron Young.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, that makes sense. I was thinking about it's hard to be better than Daniil Hunter and Will.
Byron Young is an underrated stud.
No,
he is really good. But also when you have
Miles,
yeah. He's going to elevate.
It's fair.
You know, everything there. How about if we stick with edge rushers? And this was Bucky Brooks, who had long shot picks for major NFL awards. He went to Kyler Murray as your MVP.
Whoa.
That'd be a long shot, but he's in an offense that's pretty quarterback friendly with Kevin O'Connell, maybe, if things could click. I mean, I would not bet on that, but it's a long shot. Offensive player of the year, A.J. Brown, with Drake May in New England.
Wow, okay.
I don't know if A.J. Brown's going to ever put up as good of a season as he did in Philly there. And it's nothing against Drake May. I think it's just kind of the style in which New England wants to grind out games. Like, I don't know that it's going to be like this massive explosive offense, but I could be wrong.
I think the May-Brown connection is going to be pretty dang awesome, but is it going to be Opoy awesome?
No.
That's bold. That is bold.
Depoy, he's got Jalen Carter, which would be big because Jalen Carter would have to then be better than his teammate, Jordan Davis. Offensive Rookie of the Year, KC Concepcion, Browns rookie wide receiver from Texas A&M. But Defensive Rookie of the Year, he has not Caleb Downs, but Malachi Lawrence of your Dallas Cowboys.
Oh, my gosh.
Cowboys rebuilt their D-line, and that's going to help put him alongside a collection of veterans that are going to command significant attention at the line of scrimmage. With opponents forced to deal with Q, Rashawn Gary, and Kenny Clark at the point of attack, Lawrence is going to see plenty of one-on-one matchups on the edge, leading to regular sack opportunities.
This is one of the funniest write-ups I've heard in a while. Because of the attention that Kenny Clark and Rashawn Gary are going to be commanding from offenses and protection schemes, Malachi Lawrence is going to flourish. I'll give you Quinnen Williams. That is all you could be given here.
Okay. Okay.
So I'm blown away at Bucky Brooks right now.
Yeah. He's trying, man.
I think it's search engine optimized.
Yeah, that's what he's doing.
I like what Bucky's doing here.
Yeah.
I think he's making a lot of sense. Yeah. I think he's talking ball.
That would actually be better, right? Because you know Caleb Downs is going to be outstanding. Yeah. So if Malachi Lawrence is better than Downs,
nobody's going to care.
That's as much of a home run as you can fathom.
Nobody's
going to
care in October.
Nobody he wrote this?
About Rashawn Gary coming off the edge?
No, nobody's going to care what Bucky Brooks said in October.
Oh, no. And I mean, it's long shots for
November,
a reason.
You know? No, We should bank this.
Uh-huh.
It could
circle
end up
back.
And I could see, like, if all of a sudden Malachi Lawrence is like a double-digit sack guy, Caleb Downs can still be a better player, but Malachi Lawrence gets votes for Rookie of the Year.
But it's just simply not going to be because Rashawn Gary and Kenny Clark are eating up double and triple teams.
I don't mind the bold prediction. You know, it is bold prediction season.
Yes. Yeah.
Don't give me unhinged explanations.
It's just amazing, like, the difference of perspective here. You've got Bucky Brooks, who really thinks highly of Rashawn Gary and Kenny Clark. But then
and he played?
Seth Walder's like, oh, God, yeah. They traded the wrong defensive tackle. This Kenny Clark guy sucks, you know?
Kenny Clark's going to be in passing down situations.
It's wild, man.
You better be watching out for Kenny Clark.
Yep, watch out.
Or maybe his prediction is Rashawn Gary and Kenny Clark are going to have resurgent career years.
It could be, yeah. Clearly. He's higher and more bullish on them than Seth Walder.
By the time
and
we look back on this story in December, Gary's got 9 sacks.
Yeah.
Hey,
he ever had 9 in a season?
He had 8.5 in his first 9 games last year.
And then how many did he have in the last 8 games of the season?
None.
Okay.
But 8.5 and 9, if he can carry that over, we'll take that.
I think he's onto something here.
He might be. He might be. Okay, let's go to CBS Sports.
Like this what he's doing.
He did have 9 sacks in 2023.
Okay, there we go.
I think he averages 7.5 a year.
Back-to-back years with 7.5.
Yeah. I mean, he's not as terrible as Eric makes him seem, but he's not an elite sack guy. He's somewhere in between. He's okay. He's good. Solid.
I'm looking forward to him.
It doesn't sound like it, but
No, I think
I hope he's serviceable.
First and second down, I think he's a plus player.
Take him off the field on third. That's where Sam Williams can get in. Or James Houston would be my choice. Ranking the NFL
I'll
starting.
I'll take Isaiah Land.
Maybe if he can make the team.
He had some good practices.
Man, a couple training camps ago, he was the guy.
He was the preseason darling a few years ago.
Sure ranking was. The starting quarterbacks by tiers ahead of the 2026 season. This is a weird one. They've got tier one transcendent talents. I don't think we're going to have.
Is again?
No, this is CBS Sports now. You got Stafford, Mahomes, Allen, Jackson, and Burrow. I think that's fine. I think those are probably your top five guys, and those would be your transcendent talents anyway.
Oh, only a quarterback. Okay.
Yeah.
So it was every position, then
no, it's
maybe Kenny Clark.
It's quarterback tiers, maybe, or Sean Yeary. Tier two borderline stars. This is a weird one because you got 12 players in tier two that are borderline stars, and I think a lot of them you could say, these guys are stars. Jalen Hurts, Sam Darnold, Caleb Williams, Bo Nix, Jaden Allen, Jared Goff, Brock Purdy, Jordan Love, Justin Herbert, Dak Prescott, Drake May, Trevor Lawrence. What are we doing? What is this? What's tier three, promising prospect.
Okay, here we go.
You got four guys, Dart, Chuck, Ward, Malik Willis. And then the volatile veterans is tier four with Rodgers, Daniel Jones, Baker, Stroud, Bryce Young. And your prize projects, Fernando Mendoza. And then you got your placeholders and holdovers, Kyler Murray, Deshaun Watson, Kirk Cousins, Geno, Tua, and Jacoby Brissett. But I don't really get the tier two thing here. You got 12 guys that are all just a jumbled mess of, like, could-be stars. But a lot of them have either won a Super Bowl or they finished second in MVP voting one year. I think that makes you a star.
You're already a star at that point.
Come on. Lazy article here from CBS Sports.
Getting shortchanged.
Do better.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a great month for content. You know, I enjoy these people making up ways to talk about football. I think some of them are very good, you know, but I think they're swinging and missing for the most part with their execution of it.
Yeah, I think you know? Need to break up the tier a little bit.
I mean, like Barnwell going seventh last week on the Cowboys. It ranked him the seventh best weapons. And after we did the exercise, I think we felt confident putting them no lower than third or fourth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I think they're over. I think it's time to bring back the media watchdog now that I think about it.
I think so, and we might have Brian DiArdo.
Special made for times like this.
With a Y, Brian, on our media watchdog list. And Bucky.
Okay, we got the C-Note coming up next. Cowboys news of the evening with you here on your home of the Cowboys, 105.3 The Fan.
Grad school is a big move. Your student loans should keep up. With College Ave student loans, graduate students get flexible repayment options, competitive rates, and a quick, easy online application. You stay in control. From application to payoff, make a smarter choice for your next degree and pay for grad school with confidence. Head to collegeave.com and apply today. That's collegeave.com. One more time, that's collegeave.com.
In Pittsburgh, we've always forged things. We just forge them differently now. Flavors bold enough to stop you mid-bite. Art bright enough to change the way you see the world. Neighborhoods alive with color, music, and motion. In Pittsburgh, everything we ever forged was made to spark something more. Come see what sparks you at visitpittsburgh.com.
Whether you're on the go or at the ballpark, T-Mobile is built to keep you connected wherever the game takes you. With America's best network, you know your phone is going to work, even in a crowded stadium. Last summer, in the middle of a packed stadium, I lost track of my friends after a long seventh-inning stretch. One quick message and a shared location later, we found each other without missing the next pitch. And when the walk-off hit came, I had the video uploaded and shared before I even left my seat. And on the days I can't make it to the ballpark, streaming the game on the go feels just as electric. No buffering, no interruptions, just every moment as it happens. Find out how baseball hits different with T-Mobile at T-Mobile.com/MLB. Legal disclaimer. Fastest based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data, H2 2025. Best based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data, H2 2025.
When legacy automation starts impacting visibility and downtime, it may be time to consider modernization. Graybar's automation specialists work alongside your team to help you identify risks and map out realistic upgrade paths without unnecessary disruptions. Get started with a free health check of your operations and see what's possible. Yep, Graybar does that.
Welcome back, Nation. It's time to hit the C-Note, Cowboys news of the evening, as we're under a month to Oxnard. Segments brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car or truck wreck, call the Frankels first, 214 or 817-333-3333. There is never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. The Frankels, the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas and all the way through this summer and into training camp and into the season, every day at 320. I try to get you some of the most interesting headlines I can find. Now, from time to time, we journey into Jerry the businessman. And this is a story right here of where he saw opportunity when he bought the Cowboys 3.5 decades ago. This is from the Twitter account of Andrew Engler. He's the CEO of some hedge fund or something. He's at AE Rockrose. Posted a clip of Jerry talking about the distressed asset filter. The real opportunity was not glamour. It was forced sellers, broken collateral, and business nobody could finance. Here's Jerry.
The issue was that since there was no such thing as the word profit in sport, the issue was that the Cowboys were losing $1 million a month. And control was headed to the courthouse. I bought 15% of the Cowboys from the FDIC that had been foreclosed. Right. So the issue was more about what the Cowboys weren't and the issues for whether it be a bank or whether it be of any type of financing that was involved. I couldn't really borrow anything against the Cowboys. I had to use my other collateral to borrow about $35 million toward $150. And that was the real meat and potatoes of what caused that thing. But it was a period of time when everybody needed a little bit of grace or slack to keep these Cowboys in place. Otherwise, I wouldn't have been the guy that ended up with the Cowboys. It would have been, might have been Donald Trump. Might have been certainly other qualified peoples in tech.
A lot of different ways that thing could have gone. And the history of sport changed when Jerry bought the team, because I don't know if everybody realizes just how different sports were pretty much before Jerry bought the Cowboys.
Oh, yeah.
As far as the access to them on television, the profitability of them. But Jerry revealed early on in that answer, you know, back then in sports, you weren't getting in there to become rich. You know, Jerry kind of brought that to the table, I think, with his unique business mind and his showmanship. You know, but whatever it was that sparked his brain changed sports forever, and you know, now has made it throughout his lifetime the highest and fastest appreciating asset in his portfolio, which is really saying something. Nick Eatman's article today, roll call, Anthony Smith has rare combo of size and speed. Brian, I'd forgotten about this guy until you mentioned him the other day.
Yeah.
But he is the wide receiver from East Carolina. It's just a training camp primer article, basically. But Anthony Smith's final game in college will go down to the ECU record books, 156 receiving yards in the bowl game. They played the Go Bowling Military Bowl. MVP honors. 2025 season, his big playability allowed him to be added to the Biletnikoff Award watch list for the nation's top receivers. And he's proven to be, had 20 catches last season of 15 yards or more, led his team with 359 after the catch. He had more yak than George Pickens did last year.
Great size and elite speed.
Okay. So what do you think his role could be his rookie year?
He's going to be fine to make the team.
Make the team.
You know? But I think special teams, right? He's got to prove that he can find a role there, and then can he be your wide receiver five? And certainly when you've got the speed and the ability to stretch the field vertically that he has, I mean, that's an attribute. They've lacked a little bit of speed. I mean, certainly that's what Turpin can provide you. I think, you know, Brian, I think you're with me on this, that we're kind of hoping that Turpin just goes back to more of a return specialist.
Yeah, just be a return guy. Be one of those core return guys. The thing with Smith, what he has to do is he has to take advantage when other receivers aren't practicing, when other receivers are having bad days, you know. Receiver play, when you watch training camp practice, is such a roller coaster ride. You could have guys look good. We always talk about that. All Oxnard.
That was Trayshon Holden.
All Valeranch. All these guys.
Noah Brown.
And then it's like the ones that make the team are the ones that from the word go every day have a – and it's funny because I'm thinking of Eric with that whole thing with Pat Mahomes. A day by day by day, you know, that whole thing.
Yeah.
I'm thinking the same thing. Like their receiver, if you look at with Ryan Flannoy and what he did, Ryan Flannoy every day had a practice and then had another practice. And then guys were kind of not – and then guys were having bad practices and he was still having good practice. He's going to start off very low on the depth chart, and then he's going to have to find ways to be able to get notice. And he's going to be probably playing with bad quarterbacks, with like Joe Milton maybe overthrowing him a couple of times and stuff like that. But his ability to make plays is and he's going to have to do it every day in order to make this football team.
Seems like he's going to have to be outstanding, you know, to show out more than some of the guys that are already in there that can't even sniff the roster.
That's what it's when you look at receiver, cuz what happens especially to rookie receivers, they get tired, they get sore, they get beat up. They're not used to running this much in a practice. And then what happens is you start to – it starts to – and then mentally, if you have a couple of drops along the way where you're fighting the ball, it only gets worse.
Yeah, you start to get exposed.
You do.
You weren't ready.
You weren't ready. Yeah.
Mark Heaney inside the Star writing today, headline, Cowboys roster cuts could include two key secondary contributors. We were talking about Reddy Stewart and TriQuez Bridges. A combined 33 games last year. Stewart played in 17. Bridges played in 16. But, I mean, you start to do the numbers game. And Bland, the rookie Moore, Kalen Carson, Durant, Butler, and Revel, plus Darian Kendrick, that's seven names already. Yeah. You know, they're going to have 11 or 12 corners, and I hope they're that good. I hope they're so good that even Reddy Stewart and TriQuez Bridges, who got all that experience last year, are going to be usurped. I think that would be an incredible sign. Mauricio Rodriguez, A to Z Sports, says the retirement of C.J. Goodwin sets the table for some interesting roster decisions. And I think maybe this is, you know, you go to the all three phases conversation, and special team, sure, it's important, and making field goals is important, but their kick return was terrible last year.
It was absolutely terrible.
They averaged the worst opponent starting field position in the entire league. Mm-hmm. And some of that's your turnover on downs or bad turnover luck or whatever, but a lot of it was kick return coverage. It prevented them from really getting back in the game against Detroit. Every time they would score to get close, there's the Lions starting their next drive at midfield.
Yeah.
So, you know, I don't know. Was C.J. Goodwin a problem? Should we be celebrating this retirement as he has left and the opportunity to turn somebody over new to be like, is this a special teams captain?
I mean, I don't want to say I'm celebrating his retirement, but yeah, I mean, he was a guy, Brian and I would be watching the game up in the press box and like, was that C.J. Goodwin? He was getting penalized more than he was making plays. Yeah. You could tell he just wasn't the same. The last 2 years, he's a player that I don't know has really earned his roster spot. But, man, I mean, he carved out a hell of a role, had a tremendous career as a special teams ace, but I think that he saw that he just wasn't the same difference-making player. And when you're having a roster spot for a guy that literally that's his only role, he can't give you anything in terms of cornerback play, I think he's taking up a spot for somebody else. And that's how I felt last year with C.J. Goodwin on the team.
They kept Nick Sorensen, which would suggest they didn't think the problem was coaching. Maybe new players in there, but that's one of those things that I don't think we're going to be able to evaluate till we're in season, can you?
I think Nick Sorensen is clearly on the hot seat. This was a shoddy hire. And let's see if, in fact, I mean, it was, you know, he brought him in. He was a former defensive coordinator and, you know, then had been a special teams coach before. But, yeah, I mean, listen, we used to complain about Bones Fossil. You know, I'm not complaining about Bones Fossil anymore after watching what Nick Sorensen's been doing.
Yeah, Bones Fossil, John, he had a blind spot with kickers. He was overly loyal to his guy, Zuerlein. Yeah. And that probably made me turn against him. Mm-hmm. But in the year since, you know, and as important as this is. And listen, you know, talking about kick return coverage is like the sports radio equivalent of watching paint dry.
Yes.
You know, it's very boring.
Unless it's a touchdown or something.
So you don't want to spend too much time on it, but I think it is, it's one of the clear spots where this team gave away too much hidden yardage along with their penalty differential and their turnover differential last year. Those things got to be better, especially if they're going to run the gauntlet against this schedule. It's time for Krusty's Corner. Brian, where are you taking us?
Yeah, how clutch is your quarterback? We'll talk about
grad school is a big move. Your student loans should keep up. With College Ave student loans, graduate students get flexible repayment options, competitive rates, and a quick, easy online application. You stay in control. From application to payoff, make a smarter choice for your next degree and pay for grad school with confidence. Head to collegeave.com and apply today. That's collegeave.com. One more time, that's collegeave.com.
In Pittsburgh, we've always forged things. We just forge them differently now. Flavors bold enough to stop you mid-bite. Art bright enough to change the way you see the world. Neighborhoods alive with color, music, and motion. In Pittsburgh, everything we ever forged was made to spark something more. Come see what sparks you at visitpittsburgh.com.
Whether you're on the go or at the ballpark, T-Mobile is built to keep you connected wherever the game takes you. With America's best network, you know your phone is going to work, even in a crowded stadium. Last summer, in the middle of a packed stadium, I lost track of my friends after a long seventh-inning stretch. One quick message and a shared location later, we found each other without missing the next pitch. And when the walk-off hit came, I had the video uploaded and shared before I even left my seat. And on the days I can't make it to the ballpark, streaming the game on the go feels just as electric. No buffering, no interruptions, just every moment as it happens. Find out how baseball hits different with T-Mobile at T-Mobile.com/MLB. Legal disclaimer. Fastest based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data, H2 2025. Best based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data, H2 2025.
When legacy automation starts impacting visibility and downtime, it may be time to consider modernization. Graybar's automation specialists work alongside your team to help you identify risks and map out realistic upgrade paths without unnecessary disruptions. Get started with a free health check of your operations and see what's possible. Yep, Graybar does that.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Really? Wait, are you...
Yep, it's Keenan.
Able to finish in person without starting the process over?
Really? Your info stays with you every step of the way.
Cool. Enjoy.
It's Keenan Thompson. Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really?
About that next.
Yeah, buddy, welcome back. It is the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. Tim Cato is coming up at 4 o'clock, and we'll talk with him about the Mavericks and NBA free agency. It's time now for Krusty's Corner, and here he is, the former Cowboy scout, the Super Bowl champion, brought us.
Hey, hey, kids! Your old pal Krusty's going to teach you 5 new words.
You're not wrong about that.
From Dallas, Texas, number 55, Brian Waters.
Thank you very much, Lucius. I appreciate you playing that. Wolchick, is this a replay of the 2014 Cowboys-Giants game?
Yeah, this is the Odell Beckham Jr. catch game, in which the Cowboys won the game, but that catch was pretty amazing. Look at how loose DeMarco is holding that football.
Yeah, that just makes me think of the final game
of that season.
Green Bay game.
Freaking Julius Peppers punching that ball out when he was about to go for a touchdown.
I'll tell you one-two damn punch.
I'll tell you what's amazing, though. This offensive line,
beautiful.
Like watching Ron... They're like pulling Ron Leary, you know. It's like they are, and then I'm watching like, and I was mentioning James Hanna at the point of attack. I forgot about how kind of tough James.
He's a good blocker.
Yeah, I mean they are creating some.
Doug Free with that stretch right run. Yeah. Gosh, it was beautiful.
Man, they are doing a great job of running this football for sure. All right, how about this? I teased this whole thing about how clutch quarterbacks are. You guys didn't see this one, huh?
No, I don't think so.
What's the metric we're using for this? Is it like final 2 minutes of a game, fourth quarter, trailing, that kind of thing?
Here we go. This comes from Pro Football Focus. Grading clutch situations. For years, game-winning drives have served as a default measuring of quarterback clutchness. The problem is they often capture far more than just quarterback play. A defense surrendering a late lead, a special teams return that flips field position, or receiver creating yards after a catch all contribute to game-winning drives. In that same sense, the statistic that suffers for many is the same shortcomings as quarterback wins. It reflects a real outcome, but not necessarily an individual performance. As part of this, the Pro Football 2026 NFL annual NFL Quarterback Annual, we set to evaluate quarterback play in those moments directly using Pro Football Focus grades and a variety of advanced metrics. So they're focusing on all these things. They're looking at clutch situations defined as fourth quarters, overtime plays when the team trails by 14 points or fewer, or leads by 8 points or fewer, and excluding garbage time. In other words, these are snaps that matter the most when the game still hangs in the balance. And they listed five of these guys. They listed five. I'll start with number five and go all the way to number one. Would anybody like to try and guess here who number five is by any chance? Of the top five most clutch quarterbacks in the National Football
League? Just for last year.
Yeah.
Josh Allen.
Josh Allen is a very good guess because Josh Allen is number five.
Let's go.
Drake May?
No, it's Josh Allen.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought we were continuing the game.
No.
Oh, you're about to give us the Josh Allen
read.
My apologies.
No problem. Allen enters virtually every season as the consensus favorite for clutch quarterback. The Bills star has now posted a clutch grade of 70 in five straight qualifying seasons, including four above 75, giving him one of the strongest long-term resumes in these situations among active quarterbacks.
Mm.
That's Josh.
It's crazy he's so clutch, but can't get it done in the playoffs at the highest level.
It is. Has he lost some games because of his own fault? And I'm asking,
This year, yes. The Denver game, fumble before the half.
Yeah,
that was the biggest mistake he's ever made.
Kind of felt like that's the first time it was really his fault.
Otherwise,
right?
It was really like Mahomes is doing crazy, or his kicker's missing a field goal.
He's at the mercy of whoever he's
Somewhat.
But last year was, you're right about that.
Last year was bad.
But then
he also got jobbed.
Yeah.
By the refs.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm with you on
Cooks,
that.
Cook's caught it.
Number four.
Caleb Williams.
No. But good guess, though.
Yeah, I mean, Drake May. Matthew Stafford.
No Drake May
Baker?
There. No. Sam Darnold.
Oh, okay.
Sam Darnold, Seahawks quarterback, posted just a 0.89 turnover-worthy play rate.
Wow.
Generating seven big-time throws against just one turnover-worthy play across 103 clutch dropbacks.
Mm.
But his success wasn't simply about avoiding mistakes. Darnold ranked among the NFL's top five quarterbacks in several efficiency metrics, including accurate throw. He's at 73%, which is third. Negatively graded plays, that's at 8.9, that's fifth. And yards per attempt at 8.4, which is a fifth. So Sam Darnold, he would be number four on your list.
Taking care of the football and creating chunk plays.
Chunk plays. That would be him. Would you like to guess who number three is?
Dak.
Not Dak.
Damn it.
Stafford.
Not Stafford.
I think Stafford's one. That would be my guess for one.
Dawson, you want to just throw a quarterback?
Justin Herbert.
Be Lamar Jackson.
I thought maybe he'd not be in this from last, because this is just last year only, right?
Right.
That's interesting.
Jackson's sample was smaller than the quarterback around him as he totaled just 65 dropbacks in clutch situations. But the few passers were more effective when given the opportunity. He led the NFL in yards per attempt in clutch situations. 10.2. He recorded only one turnover-worthy play in the process.
Wow.
His 1.45 turnover-worthy play rate was the lowest among the top five quarterbacks in these rankings, while his 34.8% 6% positive play rate, ranked third league-wide.
Jeez.
That would be Lamar Jackson. Impressive. He would be number three.
He's going to have to be, I think, even more clutch if you look at how he took his pedal off the metal last year with the run game.
Yeah.
I mean, the GPS tracking numbers on him, he was running like half as fast as he used to.
So he's like, worried.
Yeah, he's not only worried about the hits, but he's worried about getting up to full speed and pulling soft tissue, cutting.
I think
and whatnot.
That's
yeah.
Can I ask you guys, since we're on the subject of Lamar Jackson, for years we were pro running quarterback guy.
Mm-hmm.
Do we still feel that way going into 2026?
Yeah.
Are we still? I need my quarterback running for us to have success.
I don't want that to – certainly you don't want it to be your bread and butter. I think you want a mobile quarterback. I don't know that I want a running quarterback, but I want a mobile quarterback, a guy who can buy time in the pocket, still create plays outside of the pocket with his arm, but then the scramble aspect, go steal some first downs. But I don't need the best runner in the game because the shelf life there is way too short.
It's just still such a cheat code.
It is a cheat code. A one-game sample, if you're telling me one quarterback runs the hell out of the ball and the other one doesn't, that one-game sample, I'm probably going to go with the running quarterback. But
like
when you
Daniels
extrapolate
with the Commanders.
Yeah.
I mean, Hurts with the Eagles winning a Super Bowl and taking them to two. I mean, the second he stopped running as much, then he's not as effective and their offense isn't as good. So, like, I'm with you in terms of, like, I don't want that to be – you know, you're Cordell Stewart, and all you can really do is run around, but you're not a very good thrower of the football. You've got to have a balance there, and you've got to be able to still win from within the pocket. But, yeah, I still think that ultimately if you have a quarterback that can take off and scramble, and, you know, Caleb Williams has a little bit of that to him, right? I mean, a
lot of it.
Jaden Daniels in his rookie year when he was awesome. Joe Burrow had a 59-yard touchdown run.
They use it mostly to escape.
Yeah.
Just to extend the play. They're still looking downfield. I want that. And yes. I want that at the highest possible levels because of how good these edge rushers are. You have to be more athletic and faster to run away from them as you have ever been. But once you get outside of that, how often are you turning up field and running because you can't use your extra time to find somebody who's open? Ultimately, this game's going to come down to the final 2 minutes and the final 4 minutes.
Mm.
And in order to win that way, you have to be able to win from the pocket.
Yeah.
And, you know, so I would say 10 years ago, 5 years ago, there was this idea that maybe you could be so good at running that you're just affecting the game in ways that are measured by EPA and QBR. And you're like, well, you're getting first downs.
Mm-hmm.
You're getting the yards. Why isn't this good enough for you? And I would say because of how games end.
Yeah.
You know? You. And
so we've changed our attitude, say, the last 5 years.
I think so.
On these runner quarterbacks. Number two. In the Pro Football Focus, how clutch is your quarterback article here? Would anybody like to guess who number two is?
Matt Stafford.
Matt Stafford would be that guy. He's number two.
Okay, so he's here.
Okay. Stafford generated 14 big-time throws against just three turnover-worthy plays across 156 drop-back clutch situations. His 8.59 big-time throw rate ranked third among qualifying quarterbacks, while his 8.6 yards per attempt also ranked third. It's just importantly that Stafford limited negative plays under pressure, taking a sack only on 9.6% of his pressure dropbacks in these high-leverage moments. So his he remained second-highest single mark. His grade of, let's see, his 91.6 clutch grade of 2021 remains the second highest single season mark of the Pro Football Focus era, and 2025 showed he's still capable of producing similar numbers. All right, here we go. Number one, who is the, according to Pro Football Focus, the most clutch quarterback of the 2025 season?
Brock Purdy.
Purdy.
I mean, I hope it's Dak.
CJ Stroud.
I don't think, would it be Mahomes?
Okay.
Who else? Aaron Rodgers.
I mean, last year just wasn't his year.
But. Aaron Rodgers, that was a good one. That was a good one.
Goff? I don't know.
It's actually Dak Prescott.
Let's go.
Is it really?
Yeah, Dak Prescott's the number one, according to Pro Football Focus, he's the number one clutch quarterback for the 2025 season.
They gave the most clutch quarterback of the year the single most disgusting defense any of us has ever seen. Is that what you're telling me?
That's what I'm telling you. Prescott earned an 87.8 passing grade in clutch situations in 2025, the second highest mark of his career and nearly 10 grading points better than his previous best of 78.3 in 2021. Cowboy quarterback recorded 9 big-time throws against just 4 turnover-worthy plays while averaging 8.1 yards per attempt. More importantly, he consistently stacked positive plays, earning a positive grade of 31.2 of his snaps. It's the 5th highest rate among the 43 qualifiers. Prescott has now cleared a 70 grade in clutch situations 6 of his 10 qualifying seasons, giving him a stronger long-term track record in these situations than the public reputation often suggests.
All time.
Dak Prescott, grade of 87.8. And the heading is, who actually performed the best when the game was on the line? That's the question that they asked. And Dak Prescott was your number one guy, according to Pro Football Focus.
Now he's just got to win some playoff games, too.
Yeah, got to do it in the postseason for sure. But got to have a defense that will at least help you get there.
Yes.
No doubt about it. Thank you, Brian.
Thank you.
Krusty's Corner every afternoon, 3:40. We got Tim Cato from All City talking NBA free agency day one next in the nation.
Grad school is a big move. Your student loans should keep up. With College Ave student loans, graduate students get flexible repayment options, competitive rates, and a quick, easy online application. You stay in control from application to payoff. Make a smarter choice for your next degree and pay for grad school with confidence. Head to collegeave.com and apply today. That's collegeave.com. One more time, that's collegeave.com.
In Pittsburgh, we've always forged things. We just forge them differently now. Flavors bold enough to stop you mid-bite. Art bright enough to change the way you see the world. Neighborhoods alive with color, music, and motion. In Pittsburgh, everything we ever forged was made to spark something more. Come see what sparks you at visitpittsburgh.com.
Whether you're on the go or at the ballpark, T-Mobile is built to keep you connected wherever the game takes you. With America's best network, you know your phone is going to work, even in a crowded stadium. Last summer, in the middle of a packed stadium, I lost track of my friends after a long seventh-inning stretch. One quick message and a shared location later, we found each other without missing the next pitch. And when the walk-off hit came, I had the video uploaded and shared before I even left my seat. And on the days I can't make it to the ballpark, streaming the game on the go feels just as electric. No buffering, no interruptions, just every moment as it happens. Find out how baseball hits different with T-Mobile at T-Mobile.com/MLB. Legal disclaimer. Fastest based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data, H2 2025. Best based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data, H2 2025.
When legacy automation starts impacting visibility and downtime, it may be time to consider modernization. Graybar's automation specialists work alongside your team to help you identify risks and map out realistic upgrade paths without unnecessary disruptions. Get started with a free health check of your operations and see what's possible. Yep, Graybar does that.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Really? Wait, are you...
Yep, it's Keenan.
Able to finish in person without starting the process over?
Really? Your info stays with you every step of the way.
Cool. Enjoy.
It's Keenan Thompson. Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really?